Welcome to Alberta Conservation Association's Harvest Your Own podcast, the resource for everything hunting, navigating through the field, the butcher shop, and the kitchen. Life is all about great food. Let's get started.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Brad Fenson, an avid outdoor enthusiast who has worked as a freelance journalist, photographer, and public speaker for over three decades. I have hunted, fished, and foraged all my life and hope to share my passion for the outdoors. Along the way, I want to encourage everyone to harvest wild proteins and enjoy the satisfaction of providing the next meal for your family. Our goal is to educate, entertain, and inspire individuals to get outdoors and create a connection between food, health, and your future meals. Welcome to Harvest Your Own. Today we have a guest from Florida. He works from Florida, but he works North America wide, and he is the Director of Marketing for Ten Point and Wicked Ridge. We're going to talk about crossbows today. Hello, Brian Flaherty.
Hey, Brad. How's everybody doing today? Appreciate you having me on. Obviously, a topic that here at Ten Point we know quite a bit about. We've been in crossbows for 30 years now, so anxious to just share some of that information with the audience.
Yeah, the crossbow industry's really changed. I think I was introduced to them about 30 years ago. And at that time, everybody seemed to be against them. And there was a coalition of manufacturers came together to create more of a presence and get some truthful information out. And boy, did it make a difference. It got a lot of people to try them. And we've seen wide sweeping changes across North America in the recent decade where crossbows have become a mainstay in the archery industry.
Yeah, it's quite interesting when you really take a look at the history of crossbows and, the perception, it used to be that a crossbow was 24 inches wide and it was this big and clunky piece of archery equipment. 30 years ago, maybe that was the case, right, when we started out with 10 point. But in the last 30 years, and certainly, I've been at the company for 10 years, even in 10 years, when you look at the advancements in the technology and how small and compact these crossbows have gotten, it's just really introduced a lot more hunters into the field, and it's been a tremendous journey so far over the past 10 years.
Yeah, it's interesting to look at the history of them and where we've come from. But if you look at the hunting industry as a whole, whether you're talking about vertical bows or even firearms or shotguns or optics, ammunition, anything, boy, we've really stepped up the R&D and the engineering and how things are made and taken things to a new level. And I think the crossbow industry is really leading that charge in the archery world. And we see a lot of that. We were at the Archery Trade Association show this year, and crossbows had a major footprint within that show.
Yeah, it's interesting because every single year when we bring out new products and I sit down with our owners, one of their big things is that at our heart, the heart of our company is we're an engineering company. We design, we innovate, we really challenge the norm of what used to be versus what can be. And I think that's really what kind of has driven us over these 30 years is that, we are heavily invested in our research and development and engineering, and that never changes. That's at the core of our operations.
No, and I believe you've always been on the leading edge. I remember the first time I shot a 10-point crossbow, I was actually at SHOT Show at Industry Day at the range or some other function that was going on, and met one of your people there, and they passed me a bow and said, shoot. And so I shot the target. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So they recocked it and handed it to me again, and I shot a Robin Hood, and I'm like, all right, now I need to take a closer look at this thing because it's really grabbed my attention.
Yeah. And I mean, Brad, we get that story all the time, and not to jump ahead, but I mean, that's one of the reasons why we feel that the crossbow is such a powerful tool at, recruiting new hunters to the sport is because of that success that they may see, just a couple shots after getting a crossbow out of the box and getting it sighted in. You start hitting the bullseye, you start, especially in your case, having a Robin Hood on a second shot. I mean, it really goes a long way in recruiting new hunters to the sport.
Absolutely. And, why not just jump into it right now? Let's talk about that a little bit. Harvest Your Own is really geared towards people looking for more information to take first steps, to take new steps. And a crossbow is still relatively new for a lot of people. You know, they don't know much about them. Why does it make a good first tool to start hunting with?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that, you know, the reason it's a great tool, I wouldn't say is necessarily specific to one shooter only. You know, certainly it's more user friendly for, you know, if you're getting kids in the sport, they can actually cock the crossbow themselves with our AccuSlide cocking device. It allows them to really enjoy, you know, seeing where the arrow hits the target, experiencing some success early. I think it's very, very important. So, you know, from recruiting on the youth side, it's one of the things that we focus on and getting with different organizations and events that allow children to, or youth, just to be able to shoot these crossbows and experience some success, because they can't pull a vertical bow back, right? But what we see many times is that the crossbow can get them into the sport. And many times, you know, they practice, and once they're strong enough to pull the minimum weight for a vertical bow, they do transition to a vertical bow. And then naturally we see them come back to crossbows at certain points in their life. But from the youth side of it, it's just a great way to get them into the sport, because that's one of the most important things that all of us talk about right now, is how to recruit new hunters. I think, you know, another customer that we see is somebody coming over from the firearm side. And, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, there's not the kick that we see in firearms, if it's, you know, held and operated correctly. Yeah. And so then, you know, on the gun side, you know, there's no bang when you use a crossbow, there's no kickback. So, I mean, it's a natural crossover for the gun guy as well. So, you know, I think there's a couple different things that we look at, in terms of recruitment and retention, you know, keeping hunters in the woods. And I think that, you know, we see a lot of times three generations of hunters with crossbows, where, you know, a father shoots our crossbow and he ends up passing that down to his son. And then sooner or later, the grandfather's involved and he has 10 points. So we hear a lot of those stories, where it's three generations of hunters with the crossbow.
Yeah, I mean, those are all very good points. You know, we've had a lot of ladies approach us here over the last year that I've had anyways, that say, I'm really intimidated by firearms. I don't like the recoil, and I certainly don't like the noise. And we've been able to introduce them to crossbows, and they're like, wow. So it's great because it's intuitive. It's very easy to learn and pick up. It's not like I have nothing against vertical bows. I love them. I've shot everything from bighorn sheep, elk, moose, deer, pronghorns, you name it, with a vertical bow. But boy, it takes a lot more time and practice and effort to become proficient. And you have to make sure that you're practicing all the time to keep those skills and that muscle memory and everything else to be effective. So for people starting out or people that are intimidated, there's no better tool than a crossbow, because they are efficient, but they're also great hunting tools to allow you to be successful when you do go out.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest things. And that's why, you know, I mentioned a little bit partnering with different organizations and some events that allow people just to get their hands on a crossbow, because it can be intimidating, especially, you know, when you look at some of our top end models that, I mean, there's technology built into that crossbow from the stock to the stirrup. And, you know, especially for people that have never even picked one up, you know, fortunately for us, our product lineup covers, you know, from your beginning crossbow, all the way up to the top of the line technology. But just getting their hands on them and showing them, it's, you know, it's not as intimidating as it looks, and, you know, those sorts of things, just giving them the opportunity to actually experience it firsthand.
Absolutely. And I know you have staff like Barb Terry, for instance, who's interested in the Bowhunter Education Program, and she is a real advocate for archery as a whole, and she mentors many people by introducing them to crossbows, even taking them into the field and helping them to find their first success.
Yeah, and I think that's also, speaking about people like Barb and others on our team, you know, not to jump too much into strictly just 10-point material, but that's one of the things that, you know, we pride ourselves on, is like we are bow hunters. Our company was founded by bow hunters. Everybody in our company, the majority of them, are bow hunters. And so we have a personal pride in it as well, in terms of introducing new people to the sport, so on and so forth. So, yeah, certainly us getting out, getting involved, and taking pride in that is a big deal to us.
This podcast is produced for Harvest Your Own, a program dedicated to those who want to reconnect with food and health through their experiences outdoors. HarvestYourOwn.ca is a resource for individuals to learn more about hunting and the outdoors. There's information to get you started and ensure that your compass stays pointed in the right direction to be successful. Where's your next meal coming from?
Yeah, and we've really seen a big pendulum swing in terms of the hunting society, in terms of where crossbow fits into the overall picture. You know, if we went back 20 years ago, there was not a lot of places where you could even use them in a general archery season, but that pendulum has really swung, and now we have the majority of states and almost all of the provinces, there's only a couple holdouts, like Alberta, where you can't use them in the general archery season. And it's been an eye-opener. You know, there's a lot of statistics out there and scientific information about recruitment of hunters and overall harvest, overall efficiency and all the rest of it. And I would say crossbows have a very definite stronghold in the market and are only going to grow more.
Yeah, you know, going back 20 years, I believe there was only 3 states with crossbows legal during the archery season. Fast forward to present day, you know, crossbows are legal in 29 states and 9 Canadian provinces, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, and Oregon is the only state where it's not legal for any hunter, you know, regardless of a handicap or anything like that. So it certainly, the pendulum has swung, and, you know, I would like to believe, and we hear feedback that, you know, we've done quite a bit on the legislation side, in terms of those numbers and of those statistics, and making sure that people have access to the correct studies, the efficiency studies, and so on and so forth. So it has certainly changed. We're obviously enjoying it, but along with that growth comes education, right? And it's very important that companies like ourselves are out ahead of things in terms of how do you safely use a crossbow, how do you operate it, what are your different options in terms of cocking devices. Because obviously as new states open up, new hunters that are unfamiliar with crossbows come aboard, and we feel that it's our duty to make sure that they're well equipped to, you know, take advantage of the state that they're in and to enjoy the experience of bow hunting.
Yeah, and I think that's what all crossbow manufacturers have really taken huge steps towards, is that education side of it. You know, like I said, 30 years ago, I remember having meetings where all of the groups, even though they're competition, said, let's work together to really inform people about these tools and make sure that they understand them, because there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about them. But then take it forward to the modern day, where they're allowed in regular archery seasons or in regular general seasons somewhere. There's an education component to go with it, and the companies really support their products with that education to ensure that people get out and use them properly, know how to be efficient with them, and find their first success.
Most definitely. Couldn't agree more. It falls on all of us to make sure that people are, you know, well-equipped and properly educated, because, you know, there's so many opportunities out there. We just want to make sure that everyone is prepared to do it safely.
Yeah, and I think the real pat on the back for the crossbow industry is that they continue to work together. Like, you know, I shoot all kinds of different crossbows and brands and models. All of them are modern equipment. You know, everyone's advancing at a very fast pace, but everyone is still working together to make sure that there is no misconceptions out there, that the truth is out there, and that people can find a crossbow to use as a tool and embrace it. And it might be replacing something, it might be to use with other tools that you have, whether it's a vertical bow, rifle, shotgun, or other things. So, you know, the stats we're seeing in some states that have now embraced crossbows in the archery season are quite interesting. I just did a podcast with Dan Schmidt from Deer and Deer Hunting, and Wisconsin is a good case in point. You know, they shoot a significant number of deer. Like, it's in the neighborhood of just under 300,000 a year. You know, that's more than Alberta has for a provincial population. But historically, archers killed about 96,000 deer a year. And after crossbows were introduced, harvest went up to 100,000. So there's a lot more hunters in there, but harvest doesn't change. It just, people change the tool in which they wish to go afield with.
Yeah. Most definitely. And, you know, we fought that battle. We continue to fight that battle. I mean, I think that you're always going to have the naysayers about crossbows. And I think that one, we present the data. And then two, I think for a lot of us, as you kind of mentioned, that crossbow is another tool. It's another piece of equipment. Certainly at 10 point, and I'm sure this holds true across other manufacturers, a lot of our employees shoot vertical bows, even though they work at a crossbow company. So, I mean, it's a different piece of equipment. It's, you know, extends your seasons in certain scenarios. It allows some people to get out there and hunt that otherwise wouldn't be able to. But we recognize and we understand that it's a tool that people use for different, it's advantageous for people in different ways.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about the crossbow itself. There's lots of different designs on the market. I think historically we saw forward draw limbs, but reverse draw has become very popular in the last couple of years. Tell us what to look for. You know, if we're out looking for a crossbow for the first time, trying to find what we want, what's best, just explain the difference between a forward draw and a reverse draw.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many different types of crossbows on the market in terms of features and technology. If you're bringing it down into a forward draw versus a reverse draw crossbow, obviously it's the position of the riser and the direction of the limbs. So, the forward draw is more of your typical, traditional crossbow. Whereas the reverse draw, the riser is in the center of the crossbow. And what that allows you to do is have a longer power stroke. So you can have longer power stroke, generate more speed without necessarily increasing the poundage of the weights. So also the most of the weight on a crossbow is going to be in that riser. So by placing it at the center, it's going to balance out that weight distribution a little bit. Now, on our forward draw crossbows, the trend in the market has been shorter and more compact. So, you know, the balance point, the forward draw crossbows are not as nose heavy as they typically used to be, just because we've been able to shorten them up significantly. So that obviously helps out on that side of it. But yeah, forward draw versus reverse draw, we're still seeing most of it on the forward draw side of things. The reverse draw is, you know, more of a niche customer right now. But we certainly have both of them in our lineup, and it allows, you know, people to have different options.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about a longer power stroke, that's basically the time that your arrow spends on the rail or on the barrel of the crossbow. And the longer it's on there, the more string time it has, the faster it can go. So you talk about having lower poundage bows. That can be an advantage to somebody that might not have a cocking aid that wants to cock it by hand. But you can still have a bow with lower poundage so that you can cock it and still have increased speed, which increases your kinetic energy for penetration and lethality.
Yeah, and then, again, just in terms of the number of crossbow models out there, I mean, there's so many of them. Fortunately, we offer a crossbow buyer's guide on our website, which really boils down into three or four main questions that just from talking to consumers and talking to dealers, what people are looking for. And, you know, a lot of times it boils down to, do you want a built-in cocking device, which with a built-in cocking device allows you to reduce your draw weight by either 50% if it's a rope cocking device, or really all the way down to about 5 pounds of force with ours if it's a crank device. Also, you know, with that, you don't have to worry about forgetting your rope cocking device or your rope cocking aid because it's built in.
Right. That's a big difference.
Yeah. And then next we look at, do you want a decocking crossbow? Similar to how you talked about reverse draw crossbows kind of came onto the scene. Decocking crossbows over the past 3 to 4 years has grown tremendously. And so that's, you know, one of the next questions we ask is, do you want a decocking crossbow? And then from there, we can kind of break it down into, are you looking for more of a narrow compact model, or are you looking for the model that has the most speed? And then, you know, are you shooting ground blind and tree stand, or you can be more spot stalking out in open field. So, really, when we get down to what am I looking for in a crossbow, we try to stay away from, you know, oh, how much are you going to spend? And we take a look at, okay, here's what features do you want? And then as we break it down into those features, you know, we feel that we have crossbows at every price point within those features that you chose that we can now kind of hone in more on what you're looking for in terms of your hunting application, because you know, that's the end goal for us, right? All of our technology, all the upgrades and performance, we just want our customers to be better bow hunters. I should say more successful bow hunters.
Yeah, and I mean, that information is good no matter what crossbow you're looking at. So it's an industry plus for people, and that's our crowd. We're looking for to educate people, to get them to look, and if they go to your website and find that buyer's guide, you're going to see the forward limb, forward draw, the reverse draw, rope caulking devices, and everything's explained. And you don't have to break the bank to get started. You know, there's so many different models out there that some of the I'll call them a starter model or an introductory model that is still very efficient for shooting, hunting, and all the rest of it has some very good price points to get started.
This podcast was made possible by Alberta Conservation Association and the Harvest Your Own community. If you're interested in harvesting your own food, there's a comprehensive collection of information to gain insight and knowledge. Head to the field, harvest your own protein, prepare it, and taste the results. HarvestYourOwn.ca is a library of information from getting started and geared up to processing, butchering, and cooking wild game to make the connection between health and food.
You know, when I started at 10 point, we had some crossbows that were shooting 290 feet per second, 300 feet per second. And then now you take a look at it and it's, you know, our lowest speed crossbow is about 360, 370, I believe. And so it's just come such a long way in terms of the performance and the technology.
Yeah, and what people might not understand is that faster speed does a couple things. It takes their trajectory out of your arrow. Gravity doesn't have the same effect on it when it's going that fast. So arrows shoot a little bit flatter. It means that your distance of drop between 20 and 30 yards or 30 and 40 is reduced compared to a slower arrow. So there's a lot of things within the archery industry and the crossbow industry that have developed to help people as hunters in terms of be successful, be more proficient. And, you know, in the old days when I started, I won't even tell you how fast crossbows are going, but I could see the arc on my arrow and watch it go out there. But it just meant that I had to practice more. You know, that's one of the benefits of today's gear, no matter what you buy. They're so efficient that you can spend time on the range and become pretty proficient with a lot less time than we did 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I mean, most definitely. It's come a long ways. And, you know, I can't speak for other manufacturers, but we also like to pre-sight our crossbows before they leave the factory, which, you know, limits, you know, cuts down on your setup time. And, you know, we want people to be experiencing some success and having some confidence, just a couple shots out of the box as well.
Yes, and I think that's important. And in terms of efficiency, you know, if people are wondering, well, is crossbow really efficient? Can you, you know, could I shoot a deer with it? Could I shoot a hog? Could I shoot a moose? The short answer is yes. They're as effective as any other tool in the archery market, whether it's a vertical bow or crossbow, but they do have limitations as well. Don't think that you're going to go buy a crossbow and shoot a deer at 100 yards. I don't think I would personally ever, I know personally I would never even try that. I've never shot at anything over 46 yards in the field, but there are a little.
No, and we've from our standpoint at 10 point, we've always stayed away from the distance in terms of taking 100-yard shot. I mean, Brad, you know as well as I do, I mean, so many things happen within 100 yards that while you may be able, I mean, you can take our bows out and shoot on the range on a perfectly calm day, and you can pop balloons at 120 yards if you wanted to. But we all know, and we've seen too many instances where a lot of things happen in that distance when you take a shot on an animal. So by all means, we have never advocated for that and never will.
Right. So you understand the tool, you got to learn how it works, and also dive into the efficiency of it and where it is, it has an effective range and all the rest of it. And that's really important. But anyone that wants to develop hunting skills can get within 30, 40 yards of an animal. And at that range, it is very effective. And if you practice long, like I'll admit, I shoot 100 yards at the range because it's fun and my buddies and I can see how many arrows we can lose. But it sure improves our short game. You shoot a couple targets at 80, 90, 100 yards and come back and shoot at 30, and boy, it's pretty easy to hit the X.
Yeah, and that's part of the exciting thing about being in the archery season, right, where you want to be 20, 30, 40 yards with that animal to have that encounter, to have that experience, right? So, I mean, you know, that's why the crossbow has been added to archery seasons because of that, and, you know, we'd like to keep it that way.
Absolutely. You know, I've got some family members that are up-and-comers as hunters, and they're smaller in stature, and I know they can't pull a vertical bow. We've been working on it, but we're not there, and they're going to start hunting next year, and it would be awful nice to have them be able to pick up a crossbow and go into the field. So we do play at our place on the range. We have an outdoor range, get lots of time to shoot, and, you know, basically anyone that's ever interested, I get them to try it just so they understand what a crossbow is, how it works, how effective it is, and how you can master it pretty quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, we were talking about popping balloons, and I mean, I would encourage that, especially for the kids, when they can actually see where the arrow hits the target. I mean, that's fun. I mean, they have a lot of fun with that. So, I mean, being able to see, you know, where they hit the target, and then they get more comfortable with that, gain more confidence with that.
Absolutely. You know, another important part of this is if anyone's listening and they're not into archery yet, but they're wanting to get there or just get into hunting without the bang and the recoil, how safe is a crossbow? Is there anything to worry about?
Oh, crossbows are very safe. I mean, it is a weapon. So, I mean, as long as you are following the safety instructions that we provide, I mean, crossbows are very safe. You know, there's dry fire prohibitors. There's safety wings to prevent your hand from being in the path of the string. So, I mean, we certainly have come a long ways in terms of safety. Also, our AccuSlide safety cocking, which if you're familiar with any of our bows on the market, when you're cocking and decocking, if your hand slips off the handle, or if you need to stop for any reason, once you've inserted that crank into the cranking device, it won't spin wildly out of control. It won't damage the bow. It won't cause an injury. So that's another safety feature. So, I mean, we're constantly evaluating what features we need to add to continue to make them safer. But by all means, it's one of those things, much like other weapons, that as long as you're following our safety guidelines, our operation manuals, it's very safe.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point to make. And I certainly love the decock feature. I mean, almost every premium bow on the market today has that. And in the old days, I used to carry around a target to, you know, shoot my bow at the end of the day when my hunt was over. I keep it at the truck, go back there, and, you know, sometimes you damage arrows or lose them, and you don't have to worry about that now. You put your cocking handle on the bow and decock it.
Yeah. And we not only tell people, but we hear this all the time. For somebody that has not experienced a decock and crossbow, it only takes one time for them to do that after a hunt where it's, you know, it's after an evening hunt and you're packing up and you just decock the crossbow and you get in your truck and you go home or you go back to camp. And there is no lugging around a big target. There is no, you know, setting up lights to be able to unload the crossbow by shooting into that target. So we hear all the time that it only took people one time to experience that on a hunt, and they'll never purchase a different bow if it doesn't have a decocking feature. So I think, you know, in the matter of the next 5 years, I think decocking on a crossbow is almost like, it's almost like a safety belt in a car, where it'll be every single crossbow has a decocking to it.
Yeah, it's very convenient, but it's also extremely safe, and really changes the game for using a crossbow under any circumstances.
Yeah, it does. And the safety factor, again, like we talked about it before, but with kids, I mean, we have, you know, 5, 6-year-olds can go out and actually cock a bow, and they can decock a bow, and we know that it's safe. It's been proven to be safe. And that's also a big deal for kids, for youth getting into the sport, that they can do it on their own. Obviously, you know, with parents standing right there with them, but they can still kind of go through the whole process of cocking the crossbow.
Yeah. My girls are 5 years old, the twins, and they can cock any of my bows with
there you go.
And they do, and they love it. You know, I started them off at three with little toy crossbows that shoot Nerf arrows, and that's still one of their favorite activities, summer or winter.
Yeah.
If I mention, let's go to the archery range, they're like, can we shoot our crossbows? And off we go. So easy to introduce kids at a young age, get them interested. And, you know, anything outdoors for anyone is a breath of fresh air. We all need more vitamin D, and outdoor experiences add to the quality of life.
Of course, of course.
I know you're a fairly new hunter, but you've done well with a crossbow. I believe I was there when you harvested your first animal, and I've seen you go on to have many more successes. How exciting is it?
Oh, it's really exciting. You know, I guess I'm relatively new to the sport within the past 5 or 10 years, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, just the being able to get out there and really the camaraderie when you're at camp. You know, we've hunted together a couple times. Just the camaraderie at camp, the up close encounters with the animal, the ability to harvest these animals and bring meat back to the family. I mean, it's been a blessing. While at the same time, being able to see these crossbows come such a long way. So, I guess I'm probably spoiled when it comes to the hunting side of things, because I'm fortunate enough to be able to, you know, break in these new crossbows, field test the new technologies and things like that. But it's been a great blessing. Met some great people along the way. Very, very fortunate, very, very thankful to have the opportunities I have.
Yeah, you know, one of the big things at Harvest Your Own is having wild proteins. And, you know, you mentioned having wild game to take home. It is a blessing. Never take it for granted. Our family enjoys it. We share that word and the passion with our listeners, and I think those are great messages to pass along. Brian, I'd like to thank you for coming on today, sharing information. You know, if people want to gain more knowledge about crossbows, there's lots of websites out there to look at things. That buyer's guide on the 10 Point or Wicked Ridge site is a good place to start. There are lots of options, and if you don't have the equipment, I'd recommend you take an education course. You know, whether it's bow hunter education, or in Alberta here, it's the Alberta Hunter Education Instructors Association. There's lots of opportunities to try these things and get an understanding of them and know if you want to use it and move forward from there.
Yeah, no, it's I've really enjoyed speaking with you, Brad. And like you said, there's plenty of resources out there. So I would encourage anybody that's, you know, questioning whether or not they want to get into crossbows is just take a look. Get out to some, you know, local events, or speak to family members or friends who shot a crossbow, and don't be intimidated by it. A lot of people are using them these days, and they enjoy the sport. And I would just encourage anybody, if you're thinking about it, go out and experience it.
There you go. Don't just think about it. Do it. Thanks for joining us today, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
We hope to inspire people to reconnect with nature and appreciate where your food comes from by harvesting your own. For more information on getting started or to learn specifics about the Field to Fork experience, visit harvestyourown.ca and follow on Facebook and Instagram. Check back often for new material, recipes, and videos that are posted regularly. Please subscribe to Harvest Your Own podcast and take the time to rate and review the show to help us build a dedicated core of passionate hunters as our regular audience. Until next time, embrace the outdoors and all it has to offer. Thanks for joining us.